broadcast, and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign minds, hoorah!
Oh yeah,
yeah, we're back. We're not black, but we are back. I'm here in the studio. My name is Mark Kent. You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. I am your host once again. Today is Sunday, December 6th, 2020. Sunday, December 6th, awful close to December 7th. I wonder what happened that day. I am here with the kid that rocks around the clock, faster than a speeding internet connection, more powerful than a high-speed download, with a degree in RAM, Summarize Cyber Dave Johnson.
A degree in RAM.
I came up with that out there. In the I thought it was pretty good.
Today's going to be a good show. I like it.
It's going to be good. And last but not least, the guardian of the magic button of silence, the library of bumper, the time bannon of breaks, keyboard weaponry specialist, producer extraordinaire, Travis.
Woo!
Hey, good morning, everybody. Ram, that's just funny. And now, which keyboard are you talking about? Because I do play music.
Well, it could be either one.
There you go. I like it.
Yes. Band, yes. And you garden your keyboard. So you are Groot.
There it is.
I am Groot.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, we've got a lot to cover today. I want to start off now that we've kind of got the mood set here a little bit with a little bit of tongue-in-cheek stuff here. And I don't know if you've ever seen JP, Awakening with JP at all. Have you ever seen him yet?
No, I don't think so.
He's a comedian, and he really has a way of touching on subjects by taking an opposite viewpoint of what would be considered common sense. And so what I want to do is I'm going to play this, and then we're going to talk about these things. And this is like a two-minute – we'll play like 2 minutes, and then we'll talk, and then another couple of 2 minutes and talk and so forth. And I think this is really insightful. And the title of this is The Elitist Who Control You.
Oh, yeah.
So are we ready there, Travis? Okay, here we go. This is JP.
The media controls the population, and that's us. We're the elite. We control the media, and therefore, we control you. I can assure you, we the elite are not motivated by money. Even though there's just a few of us and we own nearly all of it, we're not motivated by money. We wouldn't stoop to that level. Money's a poor man's currency. We're motivated by control, specifically by controlling people. If you thought it was a thrill to make a bunch of money, just wait until you have control over a bunch of actual people. It's way more thrilling. Like, you know how you love your family and how you do anything for them? Yeah, well, that's how we feel about control. We love it. And we just want control over everyone and everything. Think about it this way. Have you ever been in a relationship with a really controlling person? You know how awful that can feel? So you can imagine how much better it feels to be the person who's doing the controlling in the relationship. So that's what we're trying to do in our relationship with everybody. We love being in control. It feels so good. to us. That's why we make up rules to protect people. They clearly don't, because they're not designed to protect people. They're engineered to give us control over people. Like a 10 p.m. curfew? Think about that. I can assure you that one's not because COVID's nocturnal. Do you know what the feeling's like knowing everyone's putting on a mask to cover their identity just to go into a store? And we're not even there, but they're doing it anyway? That's how much control we have over them. It's intoxicating. Some say it's kind of like playing God, but not true. It is playing God. In fact, it's actually more than playing God, because God doesn't control people. He gives them free will. We do control people, so I wonder if we could control God. Jerry, see if we can get God to go into quarantine.
That really reminds me of the works of Karl Marx.
Where
he goes through and he says that if such a person, a deity such as God, were to exist, it would be our duty to abolish him.
Yeah, it's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg here? You know, I mean, so if there is a God, and that is true, we can abolish him?
Yeah.
Maybe mentally.
Build a tower, launch some arrows up in the sky. We are better than you.
But it really, you know, I think the tongue-in-cheekness of this really illustrates, I believe, exactly how these guys think. I mean, who, look at Gavin Newsom. The guy is an absolute, I'm thinking of the word. The guy's so mixed up, he can't even figure out which way he's going, you know? I mean, you know, is that an accident? Is he stupid? Does he have a personality disorder? Or does he just like, making the rules and seeing everybody run around trying to follow him?
Well, you look at these people and he goes out to lunch after he turns around and says, hey, don't do this. He does it with his health advisors, yeah. The guys who are making these rules. So either you don't fear this thing like you're telling us all we should, or you know that you're basically just being a dictator.
Yeah, that would be a cross between a potato and sorry. Didn't say it.
Well,
didn't have to.
And also, how about this other lady? I forget what her name was, but she's a governor. She's voting for the lockdowns on outside dining establishments. And then that same evening, after she has that vote, she goes to her favorite bistro, which she's shutting down pretty much the following day to have a nice bite to eat out. So it's so dangerous. We have to do this for the safety, but I'm going to go get mine.
And it's always about our safety. This is always for your own good.
Of course.
Yeah. You know. You know, so the virus doesn't go out at night?
Yeah. Yeah. It started in bats, and so it does go out at night. It's nocturnal. Just so everybody out there, because there's probably a few people listening who are not that bright, this is, we're joking.
So, but I want to, let's go back to the bats. I want to know let's say we believe in evolution. Was the rat first or the bat first? Did the bat evolve into a rat, or did the rat evolve into the bat?
No. Let's go back and think about this. In the beginning, there was nothing. And then nothing all of a sudden had planets that collided into each other and things of that nature. And then there was a big bang and an explosion from nothing that created something that ended up over millions of years turning into something else. And then we got this amazingly mathematical world and universe and multiple universes upon universes built out of this big bang resulting of nothing. I mean, it's brilliant.
I just want to know when did the slithery D crawl out of the sea? Just saying. Okay. So but you got to understand the mindset of these people, I think, because most people are running around with only themselves as a reference. In other words, How can you understand somebody else if all you understand is yourself? You can't, you know, it's kind of like the people that say there's no evil in the world, and then they take a bike junket through Afghanistan and get killed by a bunch of Taliban warriors. And I'm sure their last thoughts were, oh, crap, you know, there really is evil, because they were so indoctrinated with their own, series of thoughts that equal, you know, everybody's things and beautiful. I mean, you know, listening too many Fifth Dimension songs or something, you know. I mean, so they couldn't realize that there's actually people out there who don't value human life and would kill other people, because they don't reference that themselves. So, but at the same time, you get out there in the real world, you find out, hey, not everybody thinks like you.
Well, and our laws are beginning more and more to become based around this whole mindset of, oh, well, these people are just poor victims, and they're in a bad situation, and we need to be super, super kind to them, and we need to just help them reform their lives and get out. Newsflash, there's some people that just like being bad people.
Well, they're intoxicated with themselves. So let's go to a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll keep going here.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, that I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Heard that before? That's Whamma Jamma, Jay Giles Band. That's some good stuff there.
Yeah, I had to play that song again. I wanted to hear some more of it.
Yeah, we have a pretty good lineup of new music, some stuff we want to hear today. But let's get back to our friend JP about control and leftists and, elitists, I'm sorry. So here we go. Here's JP's with some more nuggets of wisdom.
How do we control you? With fear. It's actually the only way we can control you. Are the masses of people scared of the virus or what the virus has done? No, even though they think they are. They're scared of what we've told them the virus is, what it has done, and what it will do. Essentially, we want to keep you scared 24/7. even while you sleep. So again, why do we want you scared? So we can control you, because we love control, not you. Getting people to willingly do things is controlling. It's great. But getting people to do things that are against their will is the G-spot of control. Exponentially more controlling. Then you're at a level of control where people are like, I want to have friends over, but I won't, because I'm not supposed to. They're going against their own will, where they're like, I don't want to wear a mask. They don't do anything. But I'll put one on to go into the store so no one gets angry at me. They're doing what they themselves don't want to do, and we're doing it to them. You know, getting people to get injected with something is controlling. It's good. I'm not saying it's not. It's controlling. But getting people to get injected with something that they don't want to get injected with is so much more controlling. And that's what we're kind of doing here. Is this making sense to you? Picking up what I'm putting down? We also strengthen the venom of control circulating in people by getting them to do what they know is harmful to them. Like we tell people, sunlight kills the virus, so stay inside. And when they submit to that, even though they know what they're submitting to doesn't make any sense and is harmful to them, they're betraying themselves and becoming more loyal to us, which means we have more control over them than they do. And that's a win. And in the same vein, we also like to tell people, if you're overweight, you're at high risk. So we're going to close down all the gyms for your protection. And then they don't exercise.
Well, I think this is really key to understanding psychology, that these guys are running a scam on us to the nth degree by trying to use psychology against us, and it's working pretty well. They're really good at it, you know. I mean, but you know, this whole idea that this is for our benefit. I mean, that was the same crap that Hitler was peddling with the Nazis.
Well, basically, it comes down to what the media has been doing and what we're seeing right now. The media is so full of themselves that they fact check so many things out there. They say all these things. I mean, literally, a fact check on a bank robbery from them would look like, no. These men were just armed individuals who went in happening to be armed and requested money. Fact check, false. It was not a robbery. No, it was a robbery.
It's amazing that you bring that up, because we're going to talk about fact checking here soon with another segment of this, okay? And I'll cue that up after the next break. But I want to continue on this, is that, you know, fear is about replacing your will with theirs. And I think that is the key thing to take away from what was just talked about. Because if they can get you to do stuff that you don't even really want to do, because they're giving you bad information, the death counts, so it goes to the data. If I can smoke and mirrors you with a bunch of crap that isn't true, mm-hmm. you'll do whatever I ask you to do simply through fear.
Well, and in regards to the vaccine, let's think about this for a minute. They recently had an article that came out that said that the Moderna vaccine will protect you for up to 3 months. So you're only going to have to get 2 shots every 3 months, 4 doses annually of this Moderna vaccine that will make you have a lot of the symptoms of COVID to begin with. So just plan on every 3-4 months having fevers, chills, a little slight cough. It's your new normal. And wear your mask.
Yeah. It's kind of like Linus in his blanket at this point. You know, is it really about, you know, a false sense of security, or is there a real security? Is it a real security blanket? And when you come down to the real data and the numbers, it's like Linus in his blanket. It makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. And that's about it.
Well, these people are drunk on power now at mm-hmm. this point. They have the ability to do anything they want to. They are kings. They are whatever they say goes. And where we're seeing this going is it's just going to get worse and worse. And under a Biden administration, this is going to look like child's play.
Well, this is what the communists do, is they brainwash a large segment of the public to go after the other segment of the public, so that they're fighting among themselves about what's right and wrong, you know, because the people right now on the left that are following this stuff believe that you on the right are all screwed up and you're doing the unpatriotic thing because you won't wear a mask, which is keeping everybody from getting sick. When the reality is, the mask is doing nothing, and they're brainwashing the guys on the left to do whatever they're told, and then they will put pressure on everybody else to do what they're told to, so that, you know, you get the peer thing, well, let's just go along to get along. So you've got the hardcore guys that believe anything they're told after a while. They don't think for themselves. They don't look at the data. You know, they don't examine with a critical thinking mind to see if what is being peddled to them is truth or not. And so if somebody says, well, it's common sense to wear a mask, that's going to save you.
Common sense is not so common anymore.
No, because the common sense reality is the death counts are being used to control your mind and take away your rights. You know, I mean, and they basically declared martial law in California. You got to go indoors at 10 o'clock. You can't meet with any people during the holidays. You know, they're going to isolate you. You're going to do whatever you're told. You know, they'll lock down and kill the economy on anybody that's a Ma and Pa, the big box stores. See, so if you go into Ma and Pa store, you're going to get the virus. If you go to Lowe's or someplace else, you're not. Uh-huh. It's complete crap.
Well, you go through it. I cannot fathom the fact that in Oregon over Thanksgiving, you could turn around and sit down with 12 people, hand out party favors of meth, heroin, and all kinds of little single-serving baggies of drugs, and the only thing illegal about that meeting would be sitting down with family members for Thanksgiving.
I mean, what do you say to that? I mean, it's like they've turned everything upside down, and it goes back to who are you loyal to? Are you loyal to the government, or are you loyal to yourself and your family and your God and your children and your country? Because there's a big difference between the government and your country.
Well, and this is a crony government at this point. Look at right here. According to The Hill, John Kerry reveals Biden's devotion to radical Great Reset movement as of 12/3. Now, I'm going to skip down here. According to Great Reset supporters, the plan would fundamentally transform much of society, as the World Economic Forum, WEF, head Klaus Schwab wrote back in June. The world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contracts and working conditions. Every country from the United States to China must participate, and every industry from oil and gas to tech must be transformed. In short, we need a Great Reset of capitalism. So Kerry goes on to say, and yes, the Great Reset will happen, Kerry continued, and I think it will happen with greater speed and greater intensity than a lot of people might imagine. In effect, the citizens of the United States have just done a Great Reset. We've done a Great Reset and a record of voting. Wow.
It's, you know, when you think about it.
Real quick, just fact check.
Yeah. Well,
Dave, you out there, Dave? Remember when you're calling in saying it's conspiracy theory, buddy? Hey, I saw this according to my fake news media. Wait. Now all the front page articles are talking about the things that I've been telling you is coming for 6 months? Huh. Funny.
Well.
And with that, we have Jackie on the phone.
Okay, let's go to Jackie, and then I got the fact check thing queued up too, so we can go about that before we go back to JP. This is actually JP too, but we're going to go from fact check back to elitists. So Jackie's on the phone. You're on the air. Jackie, what you got?
Yes, I heard recently that Mexico lost a million lives to COVID, and yet our southern border remains open. Why are we in lockdown if our southern border remains open and people from Mexico, Central America, and South America can enter the U.S.?
Well, I'm not sure who you're listening to, but I don't buy the million in Mexico dying in the first place.
No, according to this, it says Mexico's fourth country to top over 100,000 COVID deaths. So they had more than...
leaving the border open if we're supposed to be in lockdown.
Well, I agree with that completely. I don't know if the border is really open at this point. I know they're bringing the wall up, and I don't think it's as porous as it used to be, and I think they're working on it, but you know it should be.
But Biden wants to open the border.
Oh, of course. I mean, Biden wants to let the workers of the world unite. I mean, good grief. They want to open up. They want us to be one big happy kumbaya family worldwide controlled by, I don't know, a couple of people in Bezos, Switzerland or someplace.
I know, but it doesn't make any sense to keep us in lockdown and have a border that's open.
Well, it doesn't make any sense unless you're an elitist trying to control everybody through brainwashing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jackie. Basically, what it comes down to is California has been bucking the system and the trend over across the border to say, hey, we are not going to build a wall over there. We're not going to allow anybody else to build a wall over there. We're not going to allow National Guard forces to protect our area over there, which is why we have people flooding in through our open borders in California. We've already seen that the wall has been working in other places where we're actually setting it up. You still have the ability to reach amnesty and otherwise when you're getting in here because you have to go to a checkpoint legally, and they don't want to do that. They just want to slip into the country and go to one of these safe haven cities and be able to change the voting process over there just by their mere presence and be included inside of the counts and the census. And that's what it is.
So it's about the vote.
Perpetual lockdown is what I'm saying.
Well,
because
it's about,
if you keep entering people who are possibly sick, there's no way to contain it.
Well, what'll happen is it'll be a perpetual lockdown until they get complete control, and then they'll do whatever they want.
But at this point, Jackie, there is no way to contain it. We've had influenza.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
We've been vaccinating for influenza vaccines since the 1930s.
Doesn't work.
Do we have the flu still?
Do you know it works?
Yeah, every year, except for maybe this year. This year, it's surprising.
Do you know it works?
Well, how long do the antibodies on this one last?
Well, listen, what does work is not taking the vaccine. And I will attest to that personally, and then we'll go to a break. Because I was taking flu shots way back in the day, 30 years ago, because I was told, oh, take the flu shot. You won't get sick, blah, blah, blah. As soon as I started taking the flu shot, I started getting sick. It wasn't until I stopped taking the flu shot, started boosting my immune system, that I quit getting sick. I had CODP COPD every year until I stopped taking the flu virus shot and started boosting my immunity. That's the answer. With that, we need to go to a break here. You're listening to
the
song.
Could you discuss Florida? Is Florida healthy?
We're going to get to the states here pretty soon too, but we're going to work on what we're working on right now, and then we'll move on. So thanks for the call, Jackie.
Okay, thank you.
You betcha. And you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio,
KCNR 96.5 FM. Perfect.
Lockdown, no more government overreach, no more fascist bullies disturbing our peace, no more taking of our freedom and our God-given rights, pretending it's for our safety.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Georgia, Georgia.
I see where this is going.
The whole day.
This is sort of, we're priming through the pump, that's all.
Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia
on my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Willie there. If George is not on your mind right now, you're probably not paying a lot of attention to what's going on in the recounts and the challenges to the election. And I wouldn't be betting against Trump right now. But I want to acknowledge in the chat room, Mother Goose, about the, and I did post that, by the way, I don't wear my mask for me. I wear it for you, darling. And, you know, the answer of the two women talking is, well, don't drag me into your psychosis. So true. So true. Thank you for that. So, I want to, go back to the elitist program. Okay. So, I think we're all queued up here and ready to go. I think. All right. Here we go. Let's continue with JP here. And, before we get to the fact checking, segment. So here's JP again with, the elitist program, and what this is going to go over is the last part of this. So here we go.
And the ace up our sleeve that people fall for all the time is we actually tell them human connection is bad for them. It's like telling a fish that water's bad for them. But the difference between fish and people is people will fall for it. So it's good. Another strategy that helps volumize the amount of control we have over people is we prey on the most scared people to get them to police the unscared people. Like, have you ever seen someone yelling at someone else for not wearing a mask? Or someone calling the authorities on a business that didn't shut down? Or someone reporting their neighbors because they had friends over? We're controlling them to control you. It's control squared. And I think it was Einstein who had the breakthrough equation, E equals MC squared. The C stands for controlled. The M is for masses. And the E is for elite. Elite equals masses controlled squared. Simple math. Now there's three things we must control in order to have complete control over you. Your thoughts, your words, and your actions. Controlling your actions. We're doing that. Wear a mask. Shut your business down. Stay in your home. Stay 6 feet apart, etc. Controlling your words. Yeah, we're doing that. It's called censorship. We censor speech that speaks out against the scare tactics that we're using to control people. A nice side effect of this one is it's much easier to control people who don't know they're being controlled. That's why we don't let people talk about what we're doing when they recognize what we're doing. And controlling your thoughts. Yeah, we're doing that too. We control the media to control your thinking. Whoever controls the media controls the population.
It's the media, it's the shows, it's all of it.
We're the elite. We control the media. And therefore, we control you. Controlling the media is how we censor your thinking, and therefore, it's how we control thinking.
It's even amazing.
Because controlling your thinking shouldn't be left up to you. It should be left up to us.
30 seconds left.
As we need to control your thoughts, words, and actions in order to have complete control over you. Because we love control. Will a heroin addict ever feel like they have enough heroin? Probably not. Will we ever feel like we have enough control over you? Probably not. So we'll gladly continue taking more control if you keep letting us.
I think that last sentence was the key, if we keep letting them. And, you know, the worst kind of people to teach anybody, teach anything, you know, I've been in business for, you know, all my life. You know, I started at 7 with a worm farm. And the hardest people to talk to are people that don't know they don't know, because they think they do know when they don't. So you can't convince them of anything, facts, reality, manners, nothing. Doesn't matter to them because they think they know what they don't know. And a classic example of this is the death rates on the viruses.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there. They've been lying to us about the whole thing. They keep telling us all the services nationwide are being overwhelmed. They're not. It's easy to prove. It is what it is. And I like E equals MC square.
Well, and with that, we do have a caller on the line. We have Richard on the line. Good morning,
hello.
Richard.
Dick.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, good. You know, this is the time of the year when my wife, Frances, and I had a home lit up again on 3187 Barrel Court,
right,
which is right off of South Bonneview. And I've had a Salvation Army red kettle out there again.
Yep.
And I come up with a way to do it safely. I pretty think I'm sure safe.
You're cutting out, Dick. You're cutting out a little bit, Dick. Do that again.
I just got a beep, a call waiting. I'm not going to answer it. But anyway, hand out the candy canes have masks and gloves, and they do not touch the money. We put the money in a bucket, and then the bucket thickens up. And one person handles the money. The candy cane people don't touch any money at all. And it's been working pretty well. But I could use some help. If anybody like to come out and help, they could call me on the phone. And not don't just show up, because sometimes I have people show up when I don't need any help. And people sign up to help and they don't show up.
What's the number, Dick? Have you got a calendar that you're putting people's name?
I'm going to keep a calendar of people who call up.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, my home number is local 530-246-9131.
You know, this is a good example, Dick, because it used to get your sign-up sheet down at the Tea Party meetings at the church. Since the COVID has happened, we can't have the meetings at the church, or we haven't been having the meetings at that particular church.
Right.
And so now there's no sign-up sheet to sign up to. So now this brings up the fact that they're keeping everybody apart for a reason, you know, freedom of assembly. When you start going down through the list of rights that they are taking away from us, it becomes pretty dramatic that they're basically throwing out the Bill of Rights, period.
You know, the last two nights, Robert Extra come out and helped me till almost 10 o'clock, and Morton's been out the last two nights till I close up. And last night is the first Saturday since I've been collecting with Salvation Army that on this early in the year, I filled up a kettle so full I couldn't get any more money, had to go to an overflow kettle. I've never had a kettle that full this early in the year, and my wife Frances said, I think people are just tired of staying home and they just got to get out.
Yeah.
And we had tremendous traffic last night for so early in the year, and it's probably going to get better all the time, but I could use some help out of here in the street. And a lot of people sign up for like 2 hours. I'd like to somebody to come out and stay till we close till 10 o'clock. But I had people sign up for. We used to have two shifts, 6 to 8, 8 to 10. Nobody wanted 8 to 10. And the 6 to 8, as soon as 8 came, they'd hop in the car and leave. Even the streets full of people, and I still need help, they would just leave. It's almost like they're working for the union, and they have to get out because they're going to get paid overtime if they stay any longer. But anyway, I could use some help out here. But I'd like to know who's going to be here, so I don't want to get too many at once. If I have too many, I got people just standing out doing nothing.
Well, we'll get the information out for you, Dick, and the number again is 530-246-9131.
That's correct. And, you know, this is the 11th year that I've been helping the Salvation Army as a red kettle. In the last 10 years, I've collected $188,000 for the Salvation Army.
Cool. Very nice. We know you've been out there for a long time, Dick, doing good work. So we appreciate that. And
so if anybody would like to help, just call up and get on the list, and I'd be glad to have you come up. And you need to bring a mask. I have gloves, rubber gloves. I've been using some leather gloves, and I have sanitizer given to me. I got masks given to me by the
Richard,
Salvation
we got to go to a break right now, but thank you for calling
anyway,
in.
Anyway, that's I'll close off right now. I could use some help. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Rich.
And with that, we'll go to a break. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
must belong to San Francisco. She must have lost her way. Posting a poster of Poncho and Cisco one California day. She says she believes in a Robin Hood and Brotherhood and colors of green and gray. And all you can do is laugh at her. Doesn't anybody know how to pray? Arizona.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Have a theme going here. Georgia, Arizona, Detroit. Mm-hmm. What are those things that have in common? All right. All right, so I want to get ready, and we want to do the next segment on fact checkers. All right. And if anybody out there has not been fact-checked, then you're not posting anything truthful. It is off the charts. This is censorship, just like the elitist thing was talking about. It's just censoring anybody who disagrees with them. You know, I mean, they're checking facts on stupid crap that doesn't even matter. I mean, there's
9 out of 10 of the fact checkers are backed and supported by Soros.
You think? Wow. What could go wrong? You know, I mean, so this is a little 3-minute segment. I want to go ahead and play it. And this is JP and his wife. And this is about living with a fact checker. So he is the fact checker here living with his wife. So let's hear what he has to say. And we're all ready to go. So here we go. Well, let me hit the play button. There we go.
That's so good.
False. That is incorrect information.
I can't believe you cheated on me.
That's false. I did not cheat on you.
I found a video on your phone of you having sex with another woman.
No, you didn't.
Right here.
No.
Sounds like the voter fraud.
So that video is not right there.
So cold and gloomy out today.
That's misinformation. It's actually warm and sunny out today. Trust me, I'm independent.
Oh, I thought you said you were going to the gym.
That's true.
I am at the gym.
You are ugly and fat.
How dare you? You can't just call me ugly and fat.
I didn't call you ugly and fat.
Kemp actually had some decent policies.
False, false, false! That is incorrect!
I kind of like Biden.
True. That is very true.
But are we still not talking about Hunter Biden's laptop and all the things?
False. That is fresh misinformation.
Nothing
false.
Happened.
For real?
That's funny.
False. It is not funny. It's misinformation.
These lockdown policies are so draconian. COVID has a 99.9% survival rate.
Incorrect. Factually speaking, everyone's already died of COVID. It is very deadly.
I just don't trust our leaders anymore.
Incorrect. You do.
The social media giants are censoring speech, and I don't think that's okay.
No, stop. You are not allowed to say that. That is false information.
Are you ever going to do the dishes?
I already did.
No, you didn't. They're sitting right there, all dirty.
That's false information. I fact-checked it.
No, they're right there.
Listen, I fact-checked it. So what you're seeing in front of you isn't there. Trust me, I'm a fact checker.
I mean, has anybody ran into this besides me?
Okay, now that that's out there, I cannot not talk about what happened in Georgia. Because we have video evidence now that came out that shows that they kicked out all the poll watchers, including the state poll watchers, and then proceeded to pull boxes of ballots out from under a table and start counting them.
Wait a minute. That's being disputed. This is election results.
Well, and the funniest thing is the fact checkers, they're doing exactly what I've been saying. This is false. They did not pull suitcases of ballots out from under the table and start running them with no poll watchers present.
I saw it.
Well, nobody said that it was flipping suitcases.
I saw it. It's what?
Yeah, and it's like there's a video right there. Then you have another fact checker that's just terrible. They're terrible.
Who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes, your own lying eyes?
Yeah, your lying eyes. So the other fact checkers say, no, they did not pull it out from under the table. They were already on the table just off to the side, and they brought them over. You have a video. There's a video there. And the media's, I love the way this has been moving forwards, because the media goes from, there is no evidence of fraud, to, there is no evidence of widespread fraud. There is no evidence of this conspiracy. There is no factual evidence of large spread conspiracy. There is no evidence of, it just moves on and on and on from there.
It's kind of like climate change.
Well, yeah. Did you all know that over in Antarctica, there's actually remnants of a rainforest that once existed there? That's an interesting fact.
Where at?
Antarctica.
No, I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, I think it's Antarctica. Let me bring it up.
I think that's false information. You know, it's really true what's happening here, though. Oh, I guess we have a caller. Gene, you're on the line. You're on the air,
Hi.
Gene. How you
I
doing?
I have a question.
Sure.
Since they're going to vote for two senators in Georgia, why can't they have a vote on the same ballot for president? And let's...
They might.
They,
I don't know.
I mean, they might, but
they
it's...
do that? Because you've got so many fake votes that came in. You're having a revote anyway. Do it again, just for the president.
Gene, these people are beyond deluded. Senators. They are beyond deluded. We're ending up looking at this, and this is the argument. You are literally having the most fraudulent election in U.S. history that has proof, evidence, affidavits backing it up, that we're going to get into a lot of these things a little bit later. But in regards to this, they're planning on using the same Dominion software once again in Georgia for this next election. They are not planning on changing a single thing. What do you think we're going to see when this runoff election ends up taking place?
Well, I think that this time that they could go ahead and they would have so many stinking observers on there, and you know, so I think
maybe they need to go to paper ballots and ID.
I think it would be, you know, really under scrutiny.
I don't know. I mean, I think we're leaning towards Trump declaring a national emergency and martial law at some point if they keep doing it, because all they need to do is really find out that China's involved in this somewhere. And there's a lot of evidence that goes to that. I mean, it's really true because, you know, you got our gruesome Newsom, Mussolini down here, making deals with China on masks and treaties and all kinds of stuff. You got Biden and Hunter, you know, are they compromised? I mean, by the time you walk it down through. So I saw a post that I thought was kind of enlightening where a guy on Twitter said, he's a left-leaning guy. He says, you're okay with martial law being declared by Trump? And the guy says, well, yeah, I'm kind of okay as long as you're okay with stealing the election through a fraudulent system.
Good point.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Well, why don't they just take and do that again? Because I will tell you that there would be people really watching this.
Well, we're in the land of beyond at this point. It's so true. And
hey,
so,
thanks, guys, I love your program.
All right, thanks a lot, Gene.
Thanks
we appreciate
so much.
All right, bye-bye. All right, very good. It's true. We don't know where we're going at this point. I think it might end up in the hands of the state legislatures, but I don't know.
And you, sir, are a false fact checker, because my fact is correct. Antarctica rainforest. Scientists have discovered remnants of a swampy temperature rainforest that thrived in Antarctica about 90 million years ago. They were surprised to find fossil remnants in the forest of sediment core samples retrieved in February 2017. Fact check true.
Oh, wow.
I'll get you, my pretty.
Yeah, you and your little dog, too. I don't know. You got to look, because how do you fact check the fact checker? You know, it's like who's watching the watcher, because, okay, that could true. That
here's
could be,
how you
be
fact,
true.
Here's how you fact check the fact
you
checker.
You got to vet your own information.
The fact checker has to have facts. This is the thing that you're totally missing. When you go through and you look at these things, they're quoting themselves. I feel that this is not true. Therefore, fact check false misinformation.
Listen. I don't need facts. I have feelings.
Yeah, yeah. We believe in, what was it? Facts not true. Truth not facts. What was it?
Feelings, nothing more than feelings. Wonderful feelings. Ba 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 boo.
Oh my God! There's a maskless person over there. Go get him!
I don't know, man. I don't know. So it's just, you know, facts don't matter to some people anymore. They really don't. And it's hard to get to the bottom of facts because you have so much disinformation. You got to vet everything. I mean, I go to source docs and everything, but it's hard to know what is true and what's not. And that's part of the problem. That's why you've got half of the American people so screwed up, because their loyalty is no longer to themselves and their cognitive, their thinking, their critical thinking. Now that it's all about cognitive dissonance, where they just deny anything that doesn't, fold up into their little narrative box. And so that is the problem. And that's what happens when you have an enemy of the people media, where they have their own agenda. They don't care about the truth of the facts. And depending on who you believe, that's where you go. So,
you know what? As far as I'm concerned, it's apathy.
I think a mic just fell over and it's pointed directly at me.
I've targeted you. So as far as I'm concerned, it's apathy. What we have right now is it's an insane, crazy, apathetic nation that doesn't care, wants safety, wants their assured paycheck, wants their assured welfare, wants whatever they want. And in the meantime, what we see taking place is we have no issue with one side of this never getting justice at all. We never have any justice. We didn't have justice for Hillary on the emails when an aide did the exact same thing that she did, and she's in federal prison right now.
Well,
however, she doesn't get it. We have Kyle Rittenhouse, who's been a political prisoner for months.
That's the definition of tyranny. If you look it up, the definition of tyranny is arbitrary abuse of power. See, that's what they want. They don't want rule of law. They want arbitrary abuse of power, where you reward your friends and you punish your enemies. And that's what was Valerie Jarrett even said that, you know, we're going to reward our friends and punish our enemies. Because if there's no standard and not everybody has to follow the law, then you follow the edicts of who's ever in power. Just, like, I don't know, California. And so I guess we got to go to a hard break here. We don't have a choice.
You are listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harris. President Trump continues to battle with Georgia's governor over his state's handling of the presidential election. We get more from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
At a Georgia rally to boost two Republican senators, the president spent a good deal of time complaining about the presidential contest results. He accused Democrats of rigging the election and complained that he lost in Georgia unfairly. Mr. Trump said Governor Brian Kemp needs to get tougher, and he criticized Georgia's Secretary of State. He told the rally crowd here that he won Georgia. Greg Clugston with the president in Valdosta, Georgia.
Road conditions not very good in New England. Stay home if you can. The first big wintry storm of the season has struck the region. Forecasters say the nor'easter that got underway Saturday could end up dumping a foot of snow in a lot of places, 1.5 in the higher elevations. Power's out, 200,000 customers in the dark in Maine, tens of thousands in other states. Fire danger remains high, and unpredictable wind gusts and dry conditions are dominating in Southern California this weekend.
This comes as fire crews made progress against blazes that burned several homes and injured two firefighters. The notorious Santa Ana winds decreased slightly, but red flag warnings of extreme wildfire risk remain in place into the weekend because of low humidity. After the weather calms in the southern part of the state, winds are expected to increase in Northern California.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. The coronavirus vaccine developed by U.S. drug maker Pfizer and the German company BioNTech has landed in the United Kingdom this weekend. It's being transported across the country in super cold containers. That's all to get ready to start on Tuesday the country's biggest ever immunization program. About 800,000 doses of the vaccine are set to be ready. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Gift giving occurs year-round, whether for birthdays, holidays, or a special expression of thanks to your best clients and customers. Of course you want to show your love and gratitude, but you also want to give a gift that provides a positive image of you and your organization. Solaire infrared grills from BestHotGrill.com are both practical and unforgettable. Made in the USA, Solaire has a grill for most budgets, but more importantly, Solaire delivers the wow that everybody likes to receive in a gift. Impressive out of the box, and even more so in use, the Solaire infrared grills are the gift of value that will build relationships. With every great-tasting, juicy meal enjoyed from their Solaire, they'll think of you. Step up your gift-giving. Learn more about the amazing Solaire infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com.
Hyundai is recalling about 130,000 vehicles.
That's because the engines could fail. The recall covers certain 2012 Santa Fe SUVs, 2015 and 2016 Veloster cars, and Sonata hybrid cars from 2011 through 2013 and 2016. Hyundai says the recall will address a manufacturing issue that could cause the connecting and rod bearings to wear out and the engines to fail or catch fire. The recall stems from discussions in an investigation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. John Scott reporting.
Venezuela's congressional election will almost certainly give President Nicolas Maduro control over the country's last major independent institution. But the vote today will do little to improve his image at home or abroad, his critics are saying. Maduro already has the loyalty of the courts, the military, prosecutors, and other institutions. He's now seeking to load the National Assembly. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Tesla will be added to the benchmark S&P 500 index on a single day this month, rather than over two.
S&P Dow Jones Indices says it'll move the electric car maker into the S&P 500 on December 21st at the company's full market value. Because Tesla will be one of the largest companies added to the S&P 500 in the past decade, S&P has been considering adding Tesla over two separate days. S&P said it decided to make the shift a single-stage move after weighing several factors, including the market's ability to accommodate significant trading volumes.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, December the 6th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including former Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. He is 75 years old. Writer and director Judd Apatow is 53. NBA star Giannis is 26. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Yeah, you can revolt. That's the word of the day, revolt, because that's what we need to do. We're revolting. I know you're revolting, but I mean, personally, I'm
just, that was low.
Personally, I'm just revolting.
Well, and on that mindset, Van Morrison to release lockdown protest songs. This was from the BBC.
I got them already queued up, buddy.
We played a couple
of
those.
Yeah, we played them last week, and they're queued up for the next segment of the hours, yeah.
Well, interestingly enough, the governments of these other places, they're coming out and they're saying, his music is dangerous.
Oh, I know. And he's got one more thing to come out, too, called Stand and Deliver, which I was looking for this morning. It's a collaboration between Morrison and Clapton, and mm-hmm. I can't find it yet, so I was kind of hoping to actually play that today, but I couldn't get to it, so we'll hopefully get to it next week.
Well, they have to control the narrative of every single little thing. They want to control the music. They want to control the radio. I mean, look at what's going on right now. I could find you article after article where they're saying talk radio, like what you're listening to right now, is dangerous, and we need to start implementing laws to circumvent the speech that's out there because they can't censor us yet. As long as we fall within the guidelines of don't say all kinds of words that's going to make our ninja in that room turn around and block us out.
Well, if you look on the playlist in there, Travis, I've got Born to Be Free queued up down below there, and as I walk out with Van Morrison, we played him last week. We might play him again before we get to some of the other stuff, too, just to revisit that because it's true. You know, and I was really kind of proud of Morrison to come out with this stuff because, you know, it shows that people who value freedom are all on the same page. And it shows that it's starting to turn on the elite at this point. I think that freedom is starting to, they've overplayed their hand, basically, I think, at this point, and it's starting to backfire on them because they thought they had, and they've had control of the media and everything for so long. It's like these news agencies, they don't even understand what's going on. Some of them are just plain stupid when it comes to reporting some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, you listen to it and you go, man, I can't even listen to this crap, you know?
Well, and for the younger side of it, too, there's a band called Five Finger Death Punch. They released a song called Living the Dream.
Haven't seen that one yet.
It has an official music video that basically is talking about Black Lives Matter and talking about Antifa and the rest of these folks. And they're a big-time band. They're huge.
Well, and I'll go take a look at that because I have to vet everything typically because you never know what language they're using, and I've got myself caught in a couple of problems here doing that by not vetting things or not being careful.
Well, what was interesting is they had with the visualizations within the video, they're showing a little business owner, and they're showing like this lady that is walking these dogs, like dog collars on these humans. And they're all with like baseball bats and stuff like that. And they're going past these businesses, and this one business owner has an American flag up on it in the video. And she freaks out and looses her dogs on the owner of this business with the American flags. And you see it lit on fire and burning. And then basically everybody, it shows a revolt of American citizenry. So we're already seeing these things across the board stepping up to where people are not going to continue standing for this.
They're not going to take it much longer, and they're not taking it now. I mean, just like Reading, I mean, if you were an owner of a restaurant, would you close right now? I wouldn't.
No.
There's no way.
No.
There's no way I would close. I would just tell them to go pound sand, you know, go get the health department, whatever you got to do. I'm not going to let you in the door. I'm going to call the militia to come down and help me, whatever the may be the course of action. But
this is going to turn back into the Wild Wild West because the abuse and overreach of power and the fact that our police are so apathetic at this point, and I love our police. Our police are great guys, but the problem is we have DAs that are not going to do anything. We have DAs that just catch and release these prisoners, and we have no justice within this country. And
well,
we have the prisons, which are full of individuals that may or may not should be there.
But this is where jury nullification is going to come in if they go after people legitimate that are law-abiding citizens just trying to be free and do what they need to take care of themselves. You know, then it's going to be about getting juries in the right direction, but we got to stop the election fraud first because we can't get anybody in there that is going to actually worry about the Constitution until we stop the election fraud. So, you know, I wanted to let everybody know too. While I have it in mind, I did post that JP video on Facebook on the so that you can get to it. It's there. And we got breaking news coming in from Kevin Kiley, but I haven't had a chance to dissect it, so we'll have to wait on that. But
we'll hit that right after the next break.
Yeah, we'll try to figure it out what's going on. And so I will post both of those from JP on the Facebook page because I think it's important. The guy's a comedian, professional comedian, but I think he hits the stuff. So just so you know, I will be doing that if I on both of them. I think I got the one already. So. I think this is backfiring. I think they've pushed their hand too far, too fast. I think they were kind of forced to do that because the old boiling the frog slowly routine that was happening for the longest time, which is, you know, the boiling the frog slowly thing is that, you know, you take a frog, you throw them in the pot, and you turn up the heat a little bit at a time so that at some point in time the frog goes to sleep and then you turn it on to the boil.
That's actually a myth, but...
Well, that might be a myth that happens with a frog. I haven't tried it yet. But it has been working well with the American people, although the heat got turned up a lot faster and people are starting to jump out of the pot in the metaphor because of Trump, I believe, because this was just going along like clockwork. They were going to have us completely locked down, you know, brainwashed and wrapped up. And then all of a sudden Trump comes in and starts going, fake news, you guys are a bunch of criminals. You know, boom, 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 and everybody started going, you know, hey, wait a minute. And I think he's right.
Well, I mean, he's just been a big wrecking ball to the system. People are awake, people are aware, but the problem is I feel like at this point I'm in the majority. When the heck are people going to go to jail?
Well, I think
when's
that
going to happen?
I think that's going to happen by nature of the beast because as things progress and you get control of the elections, you get people in there who are going to follow the Constitution, appreciate the rule of law, you're going to have pressure from the constituents. It's already happening, saying, you need to go to jail. You need to prosecute these guys. I mean, what's the cry has been a big time for Hillary, for Strzok, for Comey, you know, and everybody's going, what the hell's going on with Durham? I mean, people are not going to just settle for another whitewash of these things because they have woken up. The Internet has been the game changer as well. It used to be you watch Walter Cronkite and that was it. Now you've got a ton of news sources. And, you know, quit being sheeple out there and waiting for everybody else to tell you what to think. Do your little bit of homework. Get off the couch. Quit being lazy. Take the TV. Shut it off. You know, vet some of these stories. Go to the source docs. Look at the reporters. Look at what their agendas are. Look at, you know, the news sources that you're looking. Compare stories.
Dig past the front page fact checks.
Exactly. Don't read the headlines.
Yeah, when you look at these things, too, we have so many of these Republican legislators that are completely useless, worthless, absolutely asinine individuals. You only had 64 of the GOP Pennsylvania lawmakers that pinned their name to a letter urging Congress to block electoral votes from going to Biden. Only 64. That's about 52% of the Republican legislation. They're sitting on their hands so that they can turn around and if Trump wins, go, yay, Trump, we knew right. it. Or if Biden wins, oh, of course Biden's the president.
Well,
welcome to office.
They're being exposed more and more and more, just like Fox News has been exposed. Mm-hmm. People are starting to go, wait a minute. You know, whose side are you guys on? Are you going to report the truth? Are you going to tell the truth? Or are you just going to be a bunch of rhinos like Mitt? It's like Mitt Romney. You know, it always cracks me up when I listen to a news story and they talk about where Republicans sided with the Democrats. It was bipartisan. Look at Mitt Romney. You know, it's like Mitt Romney. Everybody knows Mitt Romney's not a frickin' Republican. Everybody knows Mittens is a gosh damn rhino, you know. And so I guess we need to go to a break here, but...
You are listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
What? What's it say? Chicka, chicka, what? There's a bit of chicka, chicka in this one, actually. You'll be all right. This one's called Room to Move. One, two, three.
She sleeps hot, even when the weather outside is frightful.
Jack Frost here likes it cool.
Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, now temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But will it keep me asleep?
Yes. It intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable.
Will I have more energy for holiday shopping?
Does Rudolph have a red nose? Save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed and adjustable base, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
California's governor has imposed new restrictions to combat increases in COVID-19. Indoor church services are all but banned. Well, PGI is involved in a lawsuit seeking an injunction against these rules for gatherings, as they are unequal treatment under the law.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Done. 'Cause I live and breathe.
Yeah. I'm thinking a little peace of mind and some freedom in Philadelphia right now is probably not such a bad deal. You know, I think Trump's going to turn this around. I think he's turning it around. I think he's got it. I think this could have been actually a planned deal from the gate. They didn't maybe plan everything, but sometimes you got to be fluid in your military planning. I don't know. what a crazy set of circumstances we find ourselves in, though.
There's elements of this to where they flip the script, because what we were talking about a while ago before the election, about 2 months beforehand, we had some documentation that we were discussing, talking about the color revolution, talking about their plans on how they were going to fight against a legitimate Trump presidency should it arise. And what's interesting on it is it kind of seems like Trump has flipped the script, because he is going after legitimate legal ways of overturning this election. If I'm not mistaken, there's a complete recount that's going on in Arizona right now.
Right.
We also have the situation in Georgia to where we have hard video evidence that's showing
cheating.
Yeah, and they're running these ballots through three separate times over this course of 1 hour. And it matches and jives with the votes, the 21,000 votes that came in for Joe Biden.
And, I mean, I just heard, we heard the story over the heartbreak about Maduro winning all the elections down in Venezuela.
Imagine that.
A shocker. And they just happened to be using the same company.
Dominion.
So you got them cheating on the ballots, cheating on the mail-in ballots, cheating on the software. I mean, they had to cheat. You know, what's interesting is that Trump was going to win so overwhelmingly because, I mean, you know, their Biden was their candidate that got the most votes in history, right? Because everybody showed up to the rallies and no.
Well, and why are we standing for this? Why are we
here? We aren't.
Well, what I'm meaning, why are we here locally not getting in our legislators' face about this? I'll call them out right now. Why are we using Dominion in our area? I mean, this is
Redding. Right.
Anderson,
do you know why we haven't? Why it's still being used and it hasn't been gotten rid of yet? Because you're right, the people are going to stand up and demand that it be gone, but it hasn't been a key factor yet because we are an isolated county in the state of California where it doesn't matter yet because they've cheated every place else where it does matter. See, So on our little local elections, we're still kind of in control because we can go down.
How do we know?
Well, I've been down there counting the paper ballots before. You know, now do we know now? We might have to do that again. I mean, I remember.
There's that, but there's still. I have friends right now that I may even have them back on the show because they ended up turning in their ballots, and it still has not been received in California.
I checked mine, and it was received. But what I'm saying is when you go check the ballots locally, you can have a recount and go down there and physically watch them recount the ballots. I've done it. This happened with Gary Cadd and the city council a number of years back, and he won by like 12 votes. If we hadn't been in there watching the recount, That's how close it was. See, but we've got to get back. I think the only safe way to do this at this point is paper ballots and count them. You know, I mean, because until we come up with something that's comfortable, whether you like the blockchain, I mean, and I'm not opposed to the blockchain, but right now we need to get back to a fair election that's not being manipulated.
Well, and it should be all of it. We should not only just have the blockchain, we should have it. We should have the paper ballot still. You fill out a paper ballot. You end up putting that paper ballot into a machine to tabulate it so it makes it a little bit faster. And then if there's any questions of it, you go back to it.
You cross-reference it, absolutely. But and then voters.
And your signature should be on the ballot itself, not on the envelope.
And voter ID. Signature and voter ID. So you go right to the ballot, you can verify their signature, and you can go and you know that they had to show their ID in the first place. That's what needs to happen. These Democrats, these leftists who've been stealing the elections in California, I'm saying for the last 20 years, because of their fraudulent system, people were getting more and more fed up, so they had to bring in illegal aliens. They had to bring in the Dominion voting systems. They had to do the paper ballots because, you know, despite rumors to the contrary, the overwhelming majority of the American people want freedom, want rights, want the Constitution to stay in place. It's only a small faction that want to get rid of all that for their own ends.
Well, and the Democrats, what they're doing is they're trying to say that, voter ID is racist because black people don't have IDs and Mexicans don't have IDs.
You got to have ID to go to the show, you know.
How racist of a statement is
absolutely.
That?
That's ridiculous.
And Trump's on board with this. I mean, this is as of today. Trump calls for sweeping election reform, yep. ID verification yep. after irregularities in yep. 2020. Please, yep. God, please.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
And with that, we have a caller, Jimmy, on the line. How's it going today, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. Hey, Mark. How's it going, buddy?
Well, you know, the fun never stops, Jimmy. How about you?
Love your show. Awesome.
Thank you.
So I called a show yesterday, and I put out a trivia question. Do you guys know the first time mail-in ballots were called into question for voter fraud?
Wow, probably like in the 1700s, I would imagine,
1800s. I think it's 1864 with the Lincoln.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes yep. sense.
Look it up, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. Very
and
good.
It was, believe it or not, it was the Democrats that were doing the shenanigans.
Oh, no. Come on, man.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to throw that out there. Look it up, folks. 1864 Lincoln reelection. All right, guys. Great show.
Hey,
I'll talk to you
thanks,
later.
Thanks, Jimmy. I'm going to go ahead and go. If we got what time is it right now? We got 25. I'm going to go ahead and read Kevin Kiley's letter, the California legislature here. It's not very long, and it shouldn't take me that. I'll get through it pretty fast and to the bottom of the hour. This is from Kevin Kiley, California legislature, via Rally Sally. At 4:59 p.m. Friday, with 30 seconds and 14 words to spare, James Gallagher and I filed a 13,986-word opposition to Governor Newsom's appeal of our trial victory. You can read it if you go there. I'll try to post this. I'll be honest. This was a frenzied effort given the insanely short amount of time, but it is by far our most comprehensive takedown of Newsom's legal house of cards and the most high-stakes document yet filed against him in any court. It begins. This case concerns a limited point of law, whether the California Constitution consonants a dictatorship. Gavin Newsom is no Caesar, but his legal theory in this case and ruling philosophy this year are that of a dictator, legibus facilitatus. I'm not too sure about the Latin there.
Legal words.
Legibus facilitatus.
Are we talking about Biden again? I got hair legs.
I got hair or legs. No. So, keep going here. The executive can make laws at will, and the participation of the legislature is at his discretion. Now, anybody locally who's buying this, you are on the wrong team. As much devastation that Newsom has caused, swinging a wrecking ball up and down our state, what is even more dangerous is the precedent he's trying to set, as we tell the court. Given the modern multiplication of emergencies and their cascading effects across the landscape of California life, a mandate for executive lawmaking would confer unbridled control over the economy and social character of the state. It would be a reversion to a Roman model, destroying the separation of powers as we know it. Newsom has now 10 days to respond before we face off for oral arguments. The court then will publish what could be the first ever precedent-setting decision on unconstitutional emergency orders, binding every California Superior Court. That's why Newsom may have badly blundered by choosing to appeal his loss. He's taking a significant risk, making it a matter of even greater consequence. But I know at this moment there is a small consolation. I know at this moment there is a small consolation as Newsom continues to see COVID as a nail to vainly pound with a hammer of lockdowns. In his latest maneuver, his gerrymandering of the state into five super regions with a supposed stay-at-home order triggered by ICU capacity. All of a sudden, we have a new map, a new metric, a new matrix, a new restriction for viruses whose very name, COVID-19, speaks to our universal familiarity with it. Here's what I find most chilling. If our liberties are really a function of ICU capacity, all a would-be strongman needs to do is close a few hospitals and he can rule with an iron fist. The better approach, of course, is to expand capacity if it's needed, yet in many ways Newsom has done the opposite. The fact is we have a governor who has totally lost credibility with the public. That's all the more reason the legislature needs to start doing its job and restore some sanity. Tomorrow, the new legislature is sworn in, and I will have some things to say about its disgraceful surrender to the Newsom autocracy. Now, the bottom line of this is that if the judges are bought, and if the judges won't follow the law, and the legislature won't follow the law, then we will have no choice as we the people to enforce the law. That's where we're headed if they don't stop this. Because anybody's, you got to go along with the state. No. You got to go along with Newsom. No. If this guy's implementing himself at his whim to become a dictator, then if you're going along with that and wearing your stupid face diaper, you're an idiot.
Plain and simple.
I think it's pretty clear at this point.
Well, and with that, we do have to go to a break. You are listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Well, we're the birds in the trees. No something we can't see. Cause they know we were born to be free. Don't need the government cramping my style. Give them an inch, they take a mile. Take you in with a phony smile. Wouldn't you agree?
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy Holidays. RedingKia.com.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Every weekend with the tunes, but it is fun.
I look for it all week.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we want to be as entertaining as we are as informative, and that's kind of my goal. Hopefully we're achieving that. I have to mention, before you get to your stuff there, Dave, about the trolling that President Trump did. At the Georgia rally this weekend. Now, so in order to get to the press Wi-Fi, you know, you have to have a password. So the password for the Make America Great Again rally, the password was rigged elections. This is for the press. I mean, you know, this is getting to be fun stuff. You know, it's scary, but it's fun because these guys are stupid.
They are.
That's all I can say. I mean, and on top of that, Trump had 258,000 watching his rally on RSBN, or 258 times more viewers than Joe Biden had on his Thanksgiving speech. But Biden got the most votes in history, right?
Of course.
He's the most popular Democrat in world history.
You know, President Trump is one of the only presidents that increased his vote margin and lost in U.S. history, according to the media.
It's ridiculous. I mean,
what we see right here is not only did he increase his votes, he increased his votes by 11 million votes. Can you just wrap your head around that for a minute? And Joe Biden, if this is to be believed, won with the least amount of districts in the country.
It's ridiculous.
In history?
Absolutely. I mean, Trump won more districts than ever. It's like, and Biden wins like 17.
Yeah. 17.5% of the districts. And meanwhile, we have all these bloody Democrats who are out here, and they don't follow their own rules. So let's just go through this list real quick.
Well, I just want to say one thing. This goes back to the old saying, you know, don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
It's just warm rain.
It's just, yeah. It's a spring shower. Go ahead. I had to say that.
Okay. Governor Gavin Newsom at the Napa dinner party. Okay, that one took place. Newsom apologized for the incident, saying he needs to preach and practice. Okay, we found Nancy Pelosi going to her hair salon. Philadelphia mayor apologizes after he was spotted eating inside a Maryland restaurant this summer, despite residents in his city being banned from doing the same. You have Mayor Bowser and staff attended Joe Biden victory speech at Wilmington, D.E., after Sunday, Delaware, the mayor's list of high-risk states which would require quarantine after returning. Bowser says that the trip was essential travel, exempted under the mayor's order. Okay, do as I say, not as I do. New York mayor has been criticized for walking in Brooklyn's Prospect Park, which is 11 miles from Gracie Mansion, despite telling New Yorkers follow stay-at-home orders earlier this year. In April, Chicago, Mayor Lori Lightfoot defended getting a haircut despite salons being closed at the same time, saying, I'm the public face of the city.
Is it me or she just look like an alien to me?
No, she doesn't look like an alien. What she looks like is a chia pet that somebody cared for at the beginning forgot to water.
She likes The Walking Dead. She's got these big dark circles under her eyes. It's crazy. I do want to acknowledge Jimmy in the chat room for saying that Biden has the IQ of a houseplant. I was literally laughing. That's why I was laughing. We do have a caller on the line. Larry, you're on the air. Larry, you there?
Good morning, Larry.
Going once. Larry, are you there?
Oh. Yeah, I'm here. How are you guys doing?
Well, the fun
doing good,
stops.
Larry. What's going on?
Well, I kind of want to give you a little history of what I've gone through. My family's been here in Chester County since 1936. I'm the fifth generation on our ranch. And I'm 60 years old, and I've dealt with our local county or local city and several things, businesses that I've opened and owned. And I've fought all these years. I bought my first business when I was 18. I bought a trucking company. That was one thing. But I learned all these rules and regulations that were just based on revenue. Let me speed you up from when I was 18. In 2008, before the devastation happened with real estate, I had a recycling business. A wood recycling business, and I was free to the community. I did really great, great money. I ended up being shut down by the county. They kept pouring more permits on me. I paid more permits. I was actually with El Samro, or what is it, a restaurant up there out of Shingletown. I was kind of working with him because all the stuff he was going through with the restaurant up there. And I put myself, I don't have the money to hire an attorney like that, like he did, but I put myself through the system. I've learned so much about how to navigate through this system that they ended up could not do nothing to me because I put myself through the system. And when I stood up to them, they realized I learned the law. I knew their scams. And I had them showing up on my property without search warrants. They were just, you know, doing whatever they thought they could get away with because they didn't realize I knew. I started realizing the rights I had. I put them in their spot so many times over just permits and over regulations and just crap. Sorry for that.
That's all right.
I sued the county for $5 million myself. I went all the way until we were going to go to jury trial, and the court meeting I had before the jury trial, I had to go into and face the judge and the county's attorney. Well, I had all my paperwork done. Everything was filed with the clerk of the office of the court. Well, when I got there, for them, they figured one way they could stop me from suing and going to a jury trial. The judge told me that none of my paperwork made it to him.
Yeah,
none of my papers that I filed never made it to him. And I said, well, Your Honor, I have a copy of it here where it's been stamped by the clerk. I said, I'm sure if you ask the county's attorney, he has the same paperwork that's been stamped. Well, he did. He showed the judge. Well, the judge says, well, I didn't receive mine, so I have to dismiss your case. Now, you have to realize I know all these ins and outs of all these county ordinances and county codes. I had this guy come to my house it was 8 years ago, and the county had over $8,000, $9,000 fines against him, and he left a note on my gate because he kind of knew who I was, and I kind of keep quiet because I don't. But this is time for me to start speaking out. So anyway, he came to me. I went into the meeting with the county, which they try to make it sound like it's a court. They act like it was like a court hearing, which it wasn't. I know what a court hearing is. I've been through several of them. So I just sat there quietly. They asked me who I was. I wouldn't tell them. But then when they started telling him what he did wrong, I said, excuse me. I said, is this a court of law? And the guy looks at me, the county guy, and he said, well, no. And I said, well, are you an officer of the law? And he's like, no. I said, this is all fraudulent, what you're doing right here. I said, you know it, I know it, and now these people know it. Well, who are you? And I said, I'm a private citizen, I can't tell you. So anyway, they had the state of California in another office, so they took us in there. They kept wanting to know who I was. Well, what happened, his fine went from $7,000 or $8,000, whatever it was, down to $700. If people would listen and wake up, I would love to pay you guys to come on and start telling people what they need to do because I know the system so well, they leave me alone. I do whatever on my property I want without permits now. I mean, I build things, yeah. My family's been here since 36, 38. But I know the system so well now that they know I know it, they leave me alone.
Well, listen, Larry, why don't you give my office a call and we can talk some more about what you're proposing. My number is 530-221-0101, and we'll have a look at everything you've got to say, and then we'll go from there. I think you might be a valuable thing for us to be able to deal with.
Well, you know, I feel so sorry for these business owners, and I do believe there's COVID going around. I know that, you know, but I don't wear a mask. My family don't wear a mask. We're like, you know what? I believe in building your immunity up to it if you can.
Yep.
So but I'm just telling you guys that I've been through this system in the county and even through the state. They were threatening me with the state of California. They're going to turn me into the state attorney general, which is now trying to be the vice president. And I said, take me to your leader. But once I told them that, they didn't want anything to do with me. They just left me alone.
Well, listen, Larry, we're going to move on. If you want to call me on my private line and set up a time to talk, it's 530-221.
What's your name now?
Mark Kent.
Okay.
It's 530-221-0101. We got to move on. We're running out of time, and we only got about 15 minutes left, so we got to let you go.
Okay. I can help people.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
Sounds good. Thanks,
we appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so that was an interesting call.
Well, and it's true. I mean, basically what we're seeing right now taking place is these businesses are being shut down. They're shuttering their doors. We just had Gavin Newsom trying to do more edict orders and saying, oh, we're going into lockdown again. Just remember, this was 15 days. to lighten the load originally.
Yeah.
15 days to shorten the flatten the curve. Okay, well, now we're on close to around 365 days. When does it end? Well, according to Fauci, I mean, we're going to be wearing masks until 2023.
This is insanity.
But I mean, that Moderna vaccine, we're talking about two shots every 3 months. They're going to come on and have the three former presidents.
Take the vaccine. Yeah, on really,
take the vaccine.
Man, I'm impressed. Because they're always going to go back to the playbook of the identity politics. It's always about Republicans and Democrats. See, they're showing united. You know, Trump's the outsider. It's all baloney. It's all complete baloney. And they probably are going to inject themselves with saline or something.
Right?
You know,
I was going to say that. Yeah. You're over here. You're like, okay, so you have a virus that you have a 99.93% chance to live, or it's like 99.9993 or something. And you're going to get a vaccine that's going to give you the virus like every 3 months and two shots of it. Give me a break. Go back to whatever.
I don't care about the vaccine as long as it's not mandatory. But I'm also seeing some things now where we're starting to see that they're going to be coming out with cards for the vaccine. So,
mm-hmm. Health passports.
Yeah.
We'll have to hit that when we come back from break.
Okay, I guess we can go to a break then.
We are listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Sovereign Minds.
Well, it's not always raining. There'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. When everything falls into place, like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me, there'll be days like this.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I walked out, all the streets were empty. The government said everyone should stay home. Then they spread fear and loathing and no hope for the future. Not many did question this very strange move. Well, on the government website from the 21st of March 2020, it said COVID-19 no longer high risk. Then 2 days later, they put us under lockdown. Then why are we not being told the truth?
Yeah, why are we not being told the truth?
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, interesting stuff, isn't it?
Not from them, anyway.
So we want to cap this off, and then we want to get to your New York Times story. Which,
oh, boy.
Americans to get a vaccine card to prove they've taken the COVID shot. I'm looking right at the card from CDC. Department of Defense released a first image of the COVID-19 vaccination record card, YouTube. Dr. Kelly Moore, in association with the Immunization Action Coalition, told CNN that Americans will be issued a written card that they can put in their wallet and will show their vaccinations they've had and when their next one is due. By February, 100 million Americans could be vaccinated against coronavirus, blah, 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 blah. You know, and the thing is, polls show nearly half of Americans have indicated they won't take the vaccine, which may create a huge number of people who could be not denied the right to travel in a social life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also in addition to this, this goes right into the Great Reset. In some of the information that I've heard, they're going to use the private businesses to basically say, hey, we've closed down all the mom and pops who are going to resist this, and then you're going to have your local Walmarts and local Costcos, which are going to deny you access. We're already seeing Costco saying that, hey, you are not wearing a mask, so if you're not wearing a mask in here, guess what we're going to do? We're going to go ahead and take your card away, you're going to refund your membership, and you can go find somewhere else that's not government-controlled dictatorship to shop at.
Yeah, yeah.
Which there is
otherwise, you got to stay home and order online, which is terrible and is crap. Because so we got to go with the local guys anyway. The guys are going to stand up, or you got to grow your own garden and be self-sufficient. I mean, the real deal is that we've got to stand up and we got to stop this stuff. So it's just crazy. Now let's go to your New York Times story. I mean, I'm not big on UFOs, but go ahead.
Oh, you just killed the punchline.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
Gone. Okay, so here's the thing. Going into 2020, everybody's like, dude, 2020 sucks. But 2021 isn't looking any better. So it looks like we're going to be not only wearing masks, but tinfoil hats in 2021 coming up.
I'm going to be standing out there with my drill going, take me to your leader.
Well, basically, we'll hit this real quick, and then I have some commentary. So this is a statement. This is literally on defense.gov. I mean, it's the only reason we're even going to go there and mention it. Statement from the Defense Department on the release of historical NATO videos. Department. of Defense has authorized the release of these unclassified Navy videos, one taken November 2004 and the other two in January 2015, which have been circulating in public domain after unauthorized release in 2017 and 2007. The U.S. Navy previously acknowledged that these videos circulating in public domain were indeed Navy videos. After a thorough review, the department has determined and authorized the release of these unclassified videos and does not reveal any sensitive capabilities or systems, does not impugn the subsequent investigations of the military airspace incursions by unidentified aerial phenomenon. So we have the Times, which then goes through and releases these videos, and they're pretty nutty, not going to lie. And I went through, and there's this movie that's a documentary that came out recently called The Phenomenon. Came out a couple, I think it was just about a month ago. And it goes through and talks about all the history of all these things. I don't know. I've always been kind of a skeptic when it comes to these things, and I think that's the smart attitude to take on this stuff, because even the guys who put on the movie and the show on this thing, they're talking about how they don't believe these things are aliens, but they're interdimensional beings that come into our world. I mean, who knows? And if these things are so daggone smart, why the heck do they keep crashing into the planet?
You know, when I hear this, I can't help but say, I seem to have misplaced my Q-37A modulator. Now I'll never get to blow up the Earth. I'm so angry.
Meanwhile, we have Gavin that still bow before Zod.
That last one we played last week where he says, yeah, you can play my new tune. It's, the Satan rising worship song or something. I was like, good grief.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was a gut buster.
I don't know. We're running down, and we got about 7-8 minutes left here. So
I got some stuff. I got got some stuff.
Okay, yeah, because I'm running out of gas here, so it's been quite a day. There's so much to think about, but I think we've gone over the big stuff. So go right ahead and tell me what you got. I'm not gonna ruin your punchline this time. I'll keep my mouth shut.
You already ruined the punchline, man.
Sorry,
come on, yeah.
I apologize.
I had a slight miss on the whole Lori Lightfoot, or I think that's her name.
Chia
Pet. Have you seen her hair? She looks like she's got like a. It's like a fro that
Beetlejuice,
didn't quite
Beetlejuice,
grow correctly.
Beetlejuice. That's all. That's all I got to say. That's from Jimmy. He nailed it. I mean, who does she look like? She looks like Beetlejuice. And there's about four or five of them that I seen them all together. And you go, man, they're drinking the same tea or something because they all looked exactly the same. They look like something out of Night of the Living Dead or something there. It's like, I don't know. Maybe there's something going on there. I don't know about.
The quality of the production looks like one of the original Michael Jackson music videos in the graveyard.
You couldn't see me, but I was grabbing. No, never mind.
Whoa.
Sorry.
All right. RT. Truckload of election fraud whistleblower testimony, part of the claim disputing over a million ballots across the U.S. So this truck driver testified that almost 300,000 ballots were inside of his trailer that vanished from a Pennsylvania lot, even as the U.S. Attorney General said the Department of Justice has seen no evidence of significant fraud. Is 300,000 enough for you? It's basically the entire populace of Reading.
Hey, man, my theory is it's magic.
Magic.
It's magic.
Aliens, magic. I love it. It's let's get some hippie crud and some drugs up there in
Portland, we need three witches in a cauldron at this point, you know?
Children.
I have new tale of bat. I don't know.
And I think it was only about last week, Governor Brown says people should call the police on COVID-19 violators.
Are you on the chat room, Mother Goose? There's lots of traveling ballots. There's a whole truckload of ballots in the back of a pickup. Oh, man. I mean,
at this point, it's such a joke that none of these you have no credibility anymore with the mainstream media. They're done. They're over.
Yeah. There's no cheating. There's no evidence of cheating. Can I have another drink?
President of Soros Open Society Foundation resigns, clearing way for potential Biden cabinet position. That's interesting. So, Open Society Foundation's Pastor Gaspard will resign, opening a way for him to a possible position within the Biden administration. Gaspard, who served on the Billionaires Foundation for 3 years, announced Friday that he will step down at the end of this year, Open Society said. Huh. Imagine that. More key George Soros evil, like...
It's a conspiracy, man.
Yeah. I mean, guy looks like a crazy old raisin that talks like he's a bad Bond villain and has all the evil to back it.
He should be stroking a little white cat with his finger pointed out like a yellow pinky. And I guess I am yellow pinky. And but you got to throw Nazi in there someplace, too. So he's a crazed, wrinkled up old Nazi out of a Bond movie stroking a white cat with his pinky finger sticking out.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
Yeah.
All right, so I got another one here. I know we're coming up here on the end of the hour, so I want to get to it. Company that audited Dominion machines in Georgia has overseen testing of its voting software. The technology company that last month performed an audit of Dominion voting systems machine in Georgia.
Yeah, we checked yourself out. We're cool.
Has for several years overseen the testing of Dominion's voting software. Federal records indicate Georgia Secretary of State Brad Respinger announces in mid-November that the results of forensic analysis of Dominion voting machines in the state ordered the wake of the controversies involving the nationwide election equipment vendor revealed no evidence the machines had been tampered. So you're telling me that somebody's been doing the audits on these corrupt machines all of this time? You can't get an outside party to do this? And also, why is it that you've had people going in there and servicing those machines and wiping those machines prior to any of the testing? Imagine that.
We do our own work. You shut up. Go back to work. Be quiet.
This is our courts are treating this a little bit like if you had a guy that was inside of a restaurant who was a mobster sitting across from another dude. There's an argument that starts going on, and then he kicks everybody out of the room. And then nobody knows what happens, but there's a dead body who's that guy inside of the place. And they're like, dude, there's no evidence. There's no evidence that he was there and did this.
Forget about it, man. Forget about it. It's like, yeah, there's a body on the floor. Hey, I didn't see nothing.
Well, you know why Italians don't like Jehovah's Witnesses, right?
Enlighten me.
Because Italians don't like any witnesses.
Well, I think we're at the end of the show. It's been great. We've been having a lot of fun. But
you guys, we love you. We love you guys. Stay up there. Stay upbeat. We got a lot going on in this. You got a lot of people who are thinking like you, and we are going to win this thing.
We are winning. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.